morning, I want to speak to you about the idea of peace. You know, one of the most beautiful things about following the journey of Jesus through Scripture is that we are reminded that he was human and that he suffered through certain human conditions. I want you to think if there is anything that is robbing you of your peace at the moment, whether it's something that is seemingly small or whether it's a big thing. Like I said, when we look at the life of Jesus, we see that he struggled with certain human things. We see examples of him struggling with the lack of peace. We see it in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he's about to be arrested, when he returns to his disciples and finds them asleep. We see that he's frustrated. We see it when John the Baptist is murdered. But something that is quite important to note is we also see his response to the idea of lack of peace. What we see Jesus doing is he retreats, he withdraws, and he goes to spend time with his Father. He goes to speak with God when he is suffering with a lack of peace. You see, the idea of pursuing peace is an intentional one. And I want to speak about what that looks like in our daily lives today. When I used to read scriptures on peace, I always used to read it for myself and about me and how I could get scriptures that could edify my lack of peace and bring me peace. But there's also a lot of scriptures. There are a lot of scriptures that point to the idea of us seeking peace for ourselves, but also seeking peace for others. It is actually considered a righteous thing to be a peacemaker in the lives of other people. The word shalom actually refers to a complete well-being, not only individually, but also communally. And so we have this idea that peace is not meant only for me as an individual, but also for the community that I'm in and for the people that are in my life. And so three points that I want to focus on today are peace seeker, peacemaker, and peacekeeper. Let's look at the idea of being a peace seeker. C.S. Lewis has a beautiful quote that says, God cannot give us happiness and peace outside of himself because it is not there. There is no such thing. As Christians, it's important for us to realize that in order to have peace, we need to go to the source of peace. And the source of peace for us is God. And that is where I can find my peace when I seek it with God. My second point is peacekeeper. I'm going to read you a scripture from Philippians 4, verse 7, the Message version, and it says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. So, how do we become peacekeepers? It's pretty simple. Scriptures tell us to pray and to ask God to solidify that peace for us in our lives. Staying connected to the source of peace through prayer is something that is vitally important for us. My third and final point is the idea of being a peacemaker. Matthew 5, verse 7 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. In this context, peacemakers are those who promote God's peace, not only in their lives, but in the lives of others. How do we do that? Well, first we must seek the peace, we must keep the peace, and then try and make the peace in the lives of other people. That looks like showing people that we have peace over different areas of our lives, our finances, our family, our health, the current situation regarding COVID. What does it look like for us? How do we invite peace into that? And by role modeling that for others, I believe that we can be peacemakers in the lives of others too. I hope that that encourages you today. I'd love to close off in a word of prayer with you. So Father God, we thank you so much that you are the source of our peace. We thank you that we can go to you when we are seeking peace. We can go to you when we want to keep our peace. And we can go to you when we want to make peace in the lives of others and those around us. We pray for complete shalom, complete sense of well-being and wholeness, not only individually, but communally as well. We pray that you be with us today and that you would direct our steps. And we ask this in your holy and precious name. Amen.